We hear again a few of the verses from Isaiah 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. In the name of Jesus. A child, Isaiah the prophet says, will be born to us, a son given to us. Isaiah 9:6. What words of gift from the prophet? These two words, to us. It signals a direction. It gives a purpose. What the Lord is doing here is not just something done because he's Almighty God, and it's not random or accidental. What God is doing is sending his son to earth in the flesh as a baby. Isaiah 7 had given that promise that the virgin will bear a son. Now in Isaiah 9, we're told more about who this child will be. The government will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. So going through Isaiah's description quickly, the government upon his shoulders, this is the administration, the promised administration of the kingdom of heaven. It is the dispensing of the forgiveness of sin so that every sinner is declared righteous before the throne of God. He will be called Wonderful. That is, what he will accomplish on the cross is what no sinner could accomplish for himself. It's the full reconciliation of the sinner with the Father in heaven. He will be called Counselor. He speaks the good counsel of the gospel, inviting the sinner into salvation and life, building the sinner up in the encouragement of the cross. He will be called Mighty God, for though he comes as a man, flesh and blood, as every other person, yet he's God the Son himself, creator of all, here on earth, not to condemn, but to justify, not to accuse, but to show mercy. He will be called Eternal Father. He, God the Son, is the one who ransoms the sinner. It is he who cares for every person as a father caring for a child. It is he who brings forth the church, his people, bringing us from death into eternal life. He will be called Prince of Peace, the one who brings peace to overcome enmity, reconciliation to heal brokenness, who comforts the distressed, and who looks at the sinner and says, "Peace to you, receive the Holy Spirit." Isaiah the prophet tells us who this child will be, but the most comforting words of all are those two little words, to us, or some translations will have for us. It's on our behalf. A child will be born to us, a son given to us. By those words, Jesus hands himself over to you and me, for us, for our benefit and salvation. In the Large Catechism, Luther describes Jesus the same way when Luther's describing to us the sacrament. The wonderful words in the sacrament of the altar, Luther says, are for you. The sacrament is truly what Jesus says it is, his body, his blood, for the forgiveness of our sins. But how are we to apprehend this? How do we make it our own? It is given into our hands. There's a direction into our mouths with those two little words, for you. To you, that is, on your behalf, for your sake, into your hands, it's always to you. This is the way, the Large Catechism says, that the treasure of the sacrament is passed along and made our very own. It is in the words given and shed for you. For in the words you have both truths, that it is Christ's body and blood, and that it is yours as a treasure and gift. Now Christ's body can never be an unfruitful, empty thing that does or profits nothing. Yet, no matter how great the treasure is in itself, it must be included in the word and administered by the Lord to us. So, in Advent, the comfort that God the Son comes to us. He came as the Son of Mary into this world to us, fulfilling the words of Isaiah. A child will be born to us, a son given to us. He comes making his advent, though, into our own lives, our own generation, his body and blood given and shed for you. So we hold on to these words of promise to you. He comes so that we may take him and hold on to him for the forgiveness of our sins, for everything he is as our Savior. Matthew 4:16, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. In the name of Jesus, amen.